called to Moshe, a Dabar Hashem Elod me Oyel Moye Lema. Hashem spoke to him from Oyel Moye. Turin points out over here that the Vayikra, the Ois Aleph in the Vayikra, is an Aleph here. It's a small Aleph. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write about him Vayikra with an Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted to write Vayikra, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to him is B'loshen Mikra, the same way it says it by Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to write it without an Aleph at all. So finally he was masking to Moshe, we'll write the Aleph, but it'll be a smaller Aleph. So it'll be, the Vayikra will be Nikr, or the Moshe will still be Vayikra with a small Aleph. And it teaches us, of course, the tremendous Midas HaNovah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an honor that he wanted it to say Vayikra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not appear to him be Kviyus, it was only by happenstance. So I saw Akasha brought down the Shemer of Shach. Shach asks, there's no question that there's a difference between a big Aleph and a small Aleph. Because there's a big difference. Because if there wouldn't be a difference, then why is there an issue over here? That Chazal makes such an issue, the Baal HaTur makes an issue. Obviously, a small Aleph and a big Aleph, there is a difference. L'dugma, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva used to darshan from every tag, from every crowd of an ois, used to darshan tilum tilum shal halachas. So it's mistabra that from a big ois you can darshan more halachas than from a small ois. Also, the hashpos hakidusha is greater from a big ois than from a smaller ois. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu be mevater? Because of his anivus, you know, he was Vidavka insistent that it should be a small Aleph over a big Aleph. If a big Aleph could give off more halachas, and a big Aleph could give off more hashvot, Kedusha. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu so insistent on no Aleph at all, or on a small Aleph? So Dr. Shach Weisner says that Moshe Rabbeinu weighed the situation, and he felt that the lesson that could be learned in spreading the Midah Vanove outweighed the Hashvah that extra Aleph would have given. Those extra Alephs that we would have darshan from the Aleph, and the extra Hashvah of Kedusha that would have been taken from the Aleph, it was Kedai to be revoked from those Alephs because of the Midah Vanove that Klal Yisrael would take from over here. I want to speak out first a Mashava later on in the parasha because of its... It's a little bit more of a lumdashib shot, and also because of its chashivas. My Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Stein, Zechatzadik B'Kodesh Levracha, he had an uncle that was from the Gdoile Torah in Europe. His name was Rav HaGoyin of Nachum Baruch Ginsburg. Zechatzadik Levracha, he wrote the Sefer Mekor Baruch, which is primarily on Kachem. Thank you very much. He wrote the Sefer Mekor Baruch. So in the Hakdama to Mekor Baruch has brought down the following mice. This Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg and a shaykh is with the Or Sameach, the Rav of Dvinsk, Rav Meir Simcha HaKoyim. And he once walked in to him and he sees that his face was Molei Simcha. His face was shining, mamish, like it was a heavenly Simcha. So he asked him, my high, like, why is the Rav so Simcha? So he says, because a short while ago, I was Machadish Shtikl Torah, which I held was Alderach HaEmes. And after being Machadish the Shtikl, I relaxed a little bit and I fell asleep and I had a cholam. My cholam I saw that up in Shemayim, there was a Chabura of Gedolim that were speaking, and they were saying amongst themselves that there's nobody around now that's Machadish Torah Al Pi Amita Shel Torah. So the Rashba got up, and he says, I could be made. There's a Rav in Dvinsk. There's Mechadish Torah L'Amita Shel Torah. He says, he was Mechadish. I said a certain shot, and he was Mechadish to the Emes more than me. This is what the Rashba said in Shemayim. And he woke up, and so he was very much Besimcha from this dream. So I always heard my Rashi used to say with his Maisa always, but I never knew the Shtikl Torah. When you hear the Amita Shel Dover of the Shtikl Torah, it's Nifla Admaid. This week's parasha is brought down that if a person's chai of a korban chatas, so you can bring a behemoth for a korban chatas, and the pasuk says, "V'im loy sagia yodei deisa." If let's say you can't bring a seah, the heaviest hashami hashakota shtei soirim or shnei ben ayin. Either two doves or two pigeons, Lashem, echad lechakos ve'echad l'ayin. Once for a carbon chakos and once for a carbon ayin. The Gemara Masech, the school in Dar says, later on, by the korban oila, the bird which is brought in the oila, it says, Ves Hasheni Aseha Ka Mishpat. You should make it like the Mishpat Dar in the Gemara, like the Mishpat of a Chatas Behem. The Gemara says, just like a Chatas Behem, you're not allowed to bring Balaila, an oila Sa'if, you're not allowed to bring Balaila. So, back to Gemara Akashi, you don't need this pasuk to tell me you can't bring it Balaila. It says, B'yayin Tzavayse. It's a general plow in all Avodah's budget. It can't be done at night. So why do I need this pasuk over here to tell me that the Oilus of Oy cannot be brought at night? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. We don't really need it for this. From Kamishvot to Behemoth, we've learned other things. This we just brought down Agaburcha. But you talk, we don't really need this pasuk for that. Somebody asked the Rajva Shaila that there was a different girsa in that Gemara. The Gemara says, I would have thought B'yayin Tzavoysai only applies to Chatasai. But to Oilusayif, it doesn't apply. Kamashmulan, that even by Oilusayif, it has to be done by Yayin. So somebody has to ask, why would I have thought that? If there's a general cloud by Kochim, B'yayin Tzavoysai, you have to do the Avoid of B'yayin. Why would I have thought that an Oilusayif is different than a Chatasayif? That a Chatasayif would not get to be done by Yayin, and an Oilusayif, I would have thought it could be done by light. So the Rashba says, you're right, it's not a good girsi, it can't be garish like that. There's no haramin in the world that oil saif should be different than chata saif. So Medesimcha said a Gemal the Gipshat. He said, this Ibn Ezra will be here that explains why, if you don't have a behemoth for a chatos, do you have to bring a chata saif and an oil saif? Just bring a chata saif in place of the behemoth. You're missing a chatos, bring a chata saif in place of the behemoth. Why do you also have to bring an oil saif? Zokti ben Ezra, because in the behemoth there's two chalakim of the carbon. There's a chalak yishechna that you eat. Then there's a chalak, the emurim, you burn on the mizbeach. If all you would have is a chata saif, which is eaten, there's no emurim by an oif. There's no such thing as emurim by an oif. So how are you going to replace the emurim of the behemoth? For that, the Torah said, you also have to bring an oil saif, which you burn totally on the mizbeach, and that's in place of the emurim. You bring a chata saif connected to the chalak of the carbon, which is of the behemoth, which is eaten, and an oil saif connected to the chalak of the behemoth that you have to burn on the mizbeach. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Dr. Meir Simcha, now it's very good. I would have thought that the oil saif could be brought by night, because Haktoras Emurim is done by night. Right? And since the oil saif is connected to Haktoras Emurim, so I would have thought that just like Haktoras Emurim is done by night, the oil saif could also be done at night. Kamashma 1, a special pasuk, Kamishmat, it has to be done like the regular Mishmat of Achav's Behem. This is the pshat that he was mechavim to, which the Rashi said, Amayda, I said it is not a good girsa. Well, if you remember Simcha, the girsa comes out very well. That's the way it was mechavim, Amita Shal Teir. Pasuk says, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar ta'alayim, Odom ki yakru mikem karmel Hashem, a person that will sacrifice from amongst you a carbon Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bokor, min ha-tsoim, takrivu es karbancha. So Rashi says over here, why does it say Odom, ki-akru mikem? Why does it mention over here Odom? To tell us, k'shem sh'odom arishayim, la-hikru min ha-gezel, just like Odom arishayim did not bring a carbon from Gezel, sh'akol ha-yashalai, everything belonged to him, afatem, la-yisakrivu min ha-gezel. You too should not bring a carbon from Gezel. So Chabad Chaim asks a question. I mean, is there bringing a carbon of Gezel in the Furish of Sukkim? I mean, the Gemara Daxons, you know, Karbono, Yvalay HaGozel, there's a Pasuk in Navi that says, Befeirish, Ani Hashem is slain the Gezel, Ba'oila, I am Hashem that hates Gezel in an Oila. So why over here do we need the Torah to tell me, Odom, you have to be just like Odom? This Befeirish is Rosh, as I say, you're not allowed to bring a carbon, which is Gozel. Right? So why do we need this Rosh of Adam? Zokta Chavetz Chaim. There's two different kinds of Gzeilas. There's a kind of Gzeila where you perpetrate Mamish Gzeila, you steal something that doesn't belong to you. That's a regular Gzeila. And that Taka we learn out, Korbanoi, B'lei HaGozel, Ani Hashem, Sain HaGezel V'Oila, those are talking of Tevish HaPsukim. But there's another kind of a gezel, and that is when a person gives the impression that he's somebody on a madrega, on a high madrega, and because of that, people support him. They support him with kainosa, they'll even support his ruchnis, he should sit and learn, they'll even support him, they'll supply him with behemoths to bring his karbanis. But if the fellow is not really what he makes out to be, that's a different kind of a gezel. It's a more subtle kind of a gezel. So the Chofetz Chaim, that we learn out from Adam. By Adam HaRishon, when he took things from Hashem, Hashem knew exactly where he was holding. And Adam HaRishon cannot give an impression of somebody that he wasn't. That's the kind of a person you have to be. If you're taking support from others, and other people are helping you learn and helping you do your avodas Hashem, and helping you be makriv, you are avoided to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it has to be done to Adam. By Adam, there were no pretenses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what he was holding and gave him his panosa as such. We have to be the same way. A person has to be toichei kibarei. He can't give the impression of being one person and he's a totally another. At the time, his yeshiva used to darshan to his talmidim the following. He's saying benching. Do not give us a need to come on to loyalidei matnas boso v'adom v'loyalidei halva osam. We shouldn't come on to the presence of human beings. We shouldn't come on to their laws. So Chofetz Chaim said to his Talmidim, like, what's one got to do with the other? If you come out to support from others, so does he need a busha? Why is it going to be a busha in Olam Haba when you take support from others? So the Chofetz Chaim, take for example, a person, he gives the impression that he's a ben tayre. Or a person's in the yeshiva and he's learning, or supposedly learning, and people are giving the nedavos to that yeshiva. Then they come to Olam Haba, and the person that gave the nedav, he comes and he says to them, oh, I supported tayre my whole life. So who did you support? Well, these people, this yeshiva, that yeshiva. They bottled over there, they wasted their time, whatever. Chofetz Chaim said, people are going to come to me with tayres. We supported your yeshiva, your talmidim weren't learning. That's going to be a busha la'ilam v'ed. Up there, we're going to have a busha. We took support, and now those people are not getting schar for it. They're going to have tithes on us la'ilam v'ed. He used to beg his talmidim, if we're b'nei ha'yeshiva, and we're taking support from balabatim, we have to be who we really are. You can't put on pretenses and pretend that you're learning and really not. Sholenei v'ed v'ed kohen la'ilam v'ed. This is what the Chofetz Chaim used to say to his talmidim. There was a ma'aseh during World War I. The Chofetz Chaim was forced to flee to Smilowitz, that was in Russia, freezing cold. When he was at home, so he used to make a stickle of parnasa from selling his svarim. But he didn't have his svarim with him. He didn't have a source of parnasa. And the dachus was terrible. It was freezing cold in the city. The conditions were terrible. One day a Talmud walks into him and he sees that the Chofetz Chaim is like, it's a tumult. He's very nervous. He sees his Talmud, Oy, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Oy, Baruch Hashem, I need a tayr from you. The boss says, a gvir from Moscow sent him a check for $300. And I want you to go now to the post office, please mail it back. That's it. That's what the Rebbe's nervous about. The Rebbe got $300, it's a bracha. Why should I mail it back? So for haste, why should you mail it back? Look at the letter that he writes. The letter he writes to the Chofetz Chaim, Lechvoy, the rabbi, going at Tzadik, like the Sador, blah, blah, blah. He said, this person sent the money to this person with these titles. That's not me. How can I accept that? He thinks he's giving it to one person when he's really giving it to another. So the Talmud told the Chofetz Chaim, he says, Rebbe, it's during the war. The dachus is tremendous. You can't send this back. You know, you need the money. So he says, boss. He says, would I be matter even in Isser Darabonim because I need the money? Kavachimer in Isser Gzeila, Chasmela Haskir. He made the bachur go to the post office and to mail back the letter to the person and to bring it back a certification that it was mailed off. This was the Chofetz Chaim. And that's the pshat over here. Odom ki yakru mikem. You have to be like Odom. Not to put on pretenses of being one person when you're not really that person. You're really somebody else. The pasuk goes on to say, The imin ha'oif oilo korbonai. If a fellow brings a korban oilo and oilo sa'oif la'ashem, it says v'hikrivoy ha'koin el ha'mizbeach. The koin brings the oif close to the mizbeach. Umolak es roishay. He makes malika on the head v'hikter ha'mizbeach. So Rashi explains by an oilo sa'oif, they made malika and totally disattached the head from the rest of the body. They put the head into the fire and they burnt the body separately. That was the process of the oilo sa'oif. Not so by a chata sa'oif. By a chata sa'oif, the pasuk says, you're not supposed to separate the head from the rest of the body. You're supposed to throw the whole bird into the fire. So the Shem Yishmul asks, why is one different than the other? Why is it that by oilo sa'oif, the Torah's makbid bidafke, that the head should be separated from the rest of the body, and by chata sa'oif, it's all together? So Shem Yishmul says, a gevaldig pshat. It's up to Shem Yishmul. What does a korban oila come for? Korban oila comes to be mechaper al hirhure halev, on thoughts of the heart. Practicing Yishmul, why is it called thoughts of the heart? Thoughts are in the mayach, it's not in the heart. So why would Chazal call it hirhure halev? So the Shem Yishmul, you know, thoughts pass through a person's mind. They come and they go kaseder. If a bad thought enters, you can't really hold a person responsible. I'm old, that's what happens. You know, that person doesn't always have control over his mind. My little thought comes in. You know, Chazal say that that is one of the three aveiros that a person is not saved from every single day. That's hirhure halev, the lashon hara, and iyun tefila, which means waiting for our tefilas to be mekuyim. A person can't control that. So a person, Hashem does not really have a taina if a bad thought enters the mind. When does ever Hashem have a taina? If you allow it to stay and linger and then go into the heart, and then to be more type, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a problem. That's when you need a kapara. That's why Chazal called it Yehuri Alei, not Yehuri Hamayach. Yehuri Hamayach passes, comes in, goes out. Can't have such a time. But if it becomes from Yehuri Hamayach, you let it linger and you allow it to go in, into the lane, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has times. Yet nobody has to get it out of your system. Don't allow it to penetrate into the lake. That's the time. So Mamela, by Oila, Oila Sa'id, that's Mechabra Machshavah. What was the Avdela? What was the Kilkul? You allowed it, the Machshavah of the mind, to attach itself to the heart and the guf. The tikkun for that is to disattach the two. Take the head away from the rest of the guf. Take the head away from the heart. That is the biggest tikkun. By Chata Sa'if, what does that come for? That comes, you did a Maisa B'Shoigeg. That means your body was disattached from your mind. You were acting, but you weren't thinking while you're acting. Your head was disattached from the rest of the group. For that, the tikkun is to be mechaber the two. So Mamela by Chatos Ha'oyv, if it actually comes together, the body together with the mind functioning together, and that way you're misakin the Aveira of doing an Aveira B'Shoigeg. So Nifla de Kipshat from the Shem Yishmul. The pasuk goes on to say, "Kol hamincha asher takrivu, any mincha which you bring Hashem, lo yiseyose chametz. You shouldn't make it chametz. Ki chol seor v'chol dvash lo yisaktiru mimenu ishei Hashem. Now, ought to be seor or honey in your korbanos. Now, what's the reason for this? Why should there not be any seor or dvash in your korbanos? So, the Sefer Achinuch says the roots of this mitzvah are very deep, they're unknown to us. Like, what's the real reason? That we don't know. However, since I wrote in the Hagdam of my Sefer that I want to give tamin for every mitzvah as much as possible, because so that the Tinoikish Obeis Rabbah, when they learn, it shouldn't be like an oil on them that we push it upon them and they don't understand it, Bechlal. Because if they do things without any understanding whatsoever, they might end up rebelling and going off to other places. So therefore, we have to give some reason. Hagam, we don't know the depth of the reason. Over epis, some reason. The Chinuch writes in a different place, the word tam ha-mitzvah comes from the word taste. It's not the real reason of the mitzvah. We really can't understand the shrushim and the shrushim of the mitzvah. But epis, to give us a little bit of a taste in the mitzvah, so that the Sefer HaChinuch makes an attempt at giving us a taste in the mitzvah. So what is this ki kol sor v'chol vash le'isaktiru mimenu yishel Hashem? So he says, because it's a dover yodua that the purpose of the korbanos is to be ma'ir on machshavos, that we should learn lessons from them and to internalize them and take the lessons of the korban integrated into our lives. So first of all, he says that the reason why the Torah does not want us to have korbanos of chametz, because chametz means delay. Have something become chametz, you delay, you're not quick, you're not bezrizus. The Torah tells us, it wants us to learn from the korbanos, a person always has to be bezrizus. Don't allow time to pass when it comes to mitzvah. Mitzvah bo biyotchal tachin tzena. Don't allow chametz to go into your lives. Kichol sar, that's why the Yisra of Sar is, to internalize, to become regular in the Indian of bezrizus. What about dvash? Dvash represents sweet taste, good taste, taiva. We have to be machanach our kids from the time that they're young, not to eat because they're bali taiva, not to do things just because it's gishmak. Because once a person gets used to that, because of the gishmak, they can become bali chaymer, they can get carried away with gashmias. Kichol sa'or. Sa'or represents the opposite of zrizus. Dvash represents taiva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to be part of our korbanos. That is one reason that he gives. A second reason that he gives is because se'or causes things to rise. And dvash also, it causes things that when they get heated up, they get heated up quicker. This is a symbol of gaiva. Rising is a symbol of gaiva. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gaiva is a miyasezach. Toyavas Hashem kol gvar leib. A person that's haughty of heart, that is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, when we bring our korbanos, se'or and dvash, that represent rising, they represent haughtiness, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want, that's why we keep it away from our korbanos. The pasuk goes on to say, the chol korban minchoscha, all of your meal offerings, the korban mincha, ba'melach timlach, you should salt it with salt. You shouldn't discontinue the salt of the treaty of Hashem al-Bukhoska. I'll call Karboncha Takar Melach, and every carbon you have to bring salt. So Rashi says, why is it so important to make salt, to put salt on the carbon? Hashem made a treaty with the salt. Mishesh in Abirashis, the water was promised that salt would be put on the Mizbeach. What is that referring to? The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yihi rokia b'soich ha-moyim, v'yehi mavdil b'mayim l'moyim," so a chelik of the water went up to Shemayim, and a chelik of the water remained down here. So the water down here came with the tiny tap of the Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shloimeh, ano boil and a havi kami malka. Why does that water get to go up there and I get to be down here? I also want to be in front of the king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the water. I'll give you a chance to be in front of me as well. By Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis, there'll be a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, the Mayim HaTachtonim will be poured onto the Mizbeach. And also by Korbanos, the salt, which is an ingredient of water, that too will be put on every single garment. This is the bris that we're talking about over here. Because of that, there is salt on all of the Korbanos. So the Mefarshim ask a question. So if that's the case, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just make it that by every carbon there'll be Nisuch HaMayim? Why dafka on Sukkis? Every carbon, just like on Sukkis, there's a mitzvah Nisuch HaMayim. So every carbon there should be Nisuch HaMayim. Why dafka the salt? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says a gevaldig pshat. Zokri Yankiv. Rashi in the Sechtes Chesubis tells us how was salt made in the olden days. They used to dig grooves by an ocean, at the banks of an ocean. And the water would go into these grooves where it would stay. And it would stay in the sun, and it would evaporate. But then you were left over with the salt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that even by the Mayim HaTachtonim, not all of that water goes on the Mizbeach. What remains? The lighter stuff goes up into the air, and the heavier stuff remains down here. So you see a couple of lessons from this, Dr. Yankiv. Number one, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be totally spiritual people like the Malachim. It's the Chaymer part, it's the most Megushimdik part of the water that gets brought on the Mizbeach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to be regular human beings. He doesn't want us to be aesthetics. He doesn't want us to be people that live in the forest, Porosh Men Oilam Hazeh. It's the Balei HaChaymer, the people that live regular Gashmiyazdik lives. They eat like human beings. They sleep like human beings. They lead a normal life. And we take that They take the gashmis and they mouth it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The salt is the most megushim, the kechelek of the mayim. There also HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but after the salt is what goes on the korbanos. He doesn't want people that are parish me'elam hazeh. He wants people to live a regular life. Chofetz Chaim, the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim say he was the most normal person you ever saw. He ate regularly, he slept regularly, with every single movement he was mekadosh shem shamayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. A second lesson you learn from over here is that adarabah, it's the balei hachomer, the people that have a guf, they have a body, they have to struggle to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have to overcome hunger, they have to overcome tiredness, they have to overcome the work that they do, and still have koyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easy for malachim to do avodah. They're totally spiritual beings. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? He bedafka wants the tachtonim. He bedafka wants the people down here on earth, the megushim, the people. That is who he wants. There should be ma'ilah, there should be mekadosh shem shamayim. That is what's represented by the soul. That even in the ma'im ha'tachtonim, is the chelik hatach thing which goes on the korbanos. A good Shabbos, everybody, and the chakosh of the Sameach.
Next
Thursday. What?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Thursday after.